America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back into our special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We are live from the Louisiana Line Cap on the campus of Nicholls State University. It's brought to you by the great people at Thibodeau Regional Health System Sports Medicine Center. A little bit of NFL news before we get into more of our conversation. I see in the Chargers and Ladd McConkey have reached a four-year deal with the most guaranteed money in NFL history for the 34th pick. If the beat the premium for the same pick in 2023, carrying the most guarantees for a pick below in the round. Ladd's agent confirmed the deal below. So big money for Ladd McConkey being shelled out by the Chargers.
God bless him. He got more money than he got height. I know that, man, because, Pete, you've been on the Charger program. And see, I mean, he's a lot of nothing. A little bitty guy, but, boy, can he play.
Very few people would ever sign him in today's
game.
That's
true.
And look what the benefits they got from that kid. Man, he was. And you know what I loved about him? Dependability.
Yep.
You know, I mean, what a great asset for a man. When they asked him to do something, he came through 99% of the time.
Okay, he's not your typical 6'3" receiver.
No, no.
What, he's 5'8 and a half?
Luckily.
If he's that and I'm stretching him?
With shoes.
With shoes. And so you see that. Nick, we in a little bit different worlds in college football. But talk a little bit about the LSU defensive line. You were there for the back part of the 2023 season. An old guy, friend of yours, that's been to the camp, especially when he was with the Lions, Bo right. Davis, and you've known him for so long, and he talked in glowing terms of you, of what you meant to him as not only as a coach but as a person. But, okay, Bo Davis is a good coach, but you're a lot smarter coach when you've got good talent.
Yeah.
And right now, I don't know if he got enough of it at LSU along that defensive line.
You know, so when I left, his coach was trying to hire him. Coach Kelly was trying to hire him. You know, he got me involved in it because of my background with Bo and background with LSU. But I told him, I said, this room is barren. Barren. And so they were hopeful in the portal they could make that up, because I'm telling you now, last year, I didn't have any backups at all. I mean, it was just – I'd never seen LSU that void of defensive talent, first of all. I thought last year the squad, it was amazing how significant the differences were of the offensive squad and the defensive squad. Okay, but – Bo, you know, Mason decided to come out. I think if Bo had taken the job a little earlier, Mason might have stayed. To be honest,
he might have. He might have.
And I think I really think Jordan couldn't, Jefferson couldn't, the other boy, Makai. I think he might have stayed, or one of those guys. Yeah. But anyways, but they didn't do as good in the portal as I was hoping that they would do. They got a kid. They got a kid from Wisconsin, and they said he played pretty good against us in the bowl game. So I got my fingers crossed. I haven't seen him, but I got my fingers crossed that he can be kind of what they're looking for. Bo is just like all of us. He doesn't have any magic dust. He can make a player. He can create a player. But the boy's got to have some ability. That doesn't do it. Want to is a part of it, naturally. But he doesn't have bodies. He doesn't have frames like he needs to be as good as what we want him to be in the Southeastern Conference. And that's not Bo's fault. They worked really hard. I don't know if I should say this or not, but they had a couple of guys that they really liked and he really liked. They got outbid on.
Yeah. That's the world we live in. That's it.
He got outbid. They made more money. It reminds me when I was in pro ball, free agency. I mean, the guys would tell me, "Hey, coach, I'd like to really come here and play for you," but the Giants are offering me a lot more money. Well, you know that old saying, "Money talks," and you know what? But you know, Bo's got a really, he's got a real challenge in front of him, and he's as good as you can hire. And the board that coaches the defensive ends, Kevin Peoples, he is excellent too.
I know you had always talked highly of
him. Yeah, he's good, man. He's really a good football coach. So I think Coach Kelly did a heck of a job of going out there and picking up two guys that I told him, you'll have two of the best in college football. And I'm familiar with a lot of college teams because of that off-season consulting work I do and everything. So just because they're my friends, I'm talking about professionally, these are two really quality coaches. So he did a good job of getting them, but they didn't do as good a job of putting bodies in that room that can be converted into real football players.
Greg, you like this story. I saw Pete was at LSU, so I said, man, how was the interaction between you and Brian Kelly? He said, I'm still waiting to meet him.
Wow. Yeah.
But he got to meet him, and he gave you that call.
He was really good to me. I'll tell you, I mean, a lot of people asked me about him and everything. I couldn't ask anybody to treat me any better.
Wow.
I'm serious. He was great to me.
It seems like, though, overall, not just defense, but overall they're in a pretty good place, better than they were. Do you agree with that or not?
No.
No.
I think the defense has a few more players, and that's a good thing.
What about the linebackers, like Perkins? Is Perkins in
place? I think what they'll do is use him in the right place. He's very effective now. The thing I thought we'd do, we asked too much of him.
I agree, last year, I think it overloaded the brain.
I do too. You know, he's like everybody. He's got strengths and limitations. But I think you're right that if you were to look at it, we'd be better overall on defense, personnel-wise. Because last year we didn't have a corner. You couldn't find one, okay? And it was a problem. You know, we the pass is one thing, but we had no edges to the defense. We didn't have support. We didn't have this outside-in support that the corners or the safeties give you. So, but the only thing, though, is we're missing a key ingredient, and that's the board that was taking them snaps. I mean, wow, was that guy something?
Jaden Daniels.
And I used to tell the coordinator, I'd say, look, I love it that you scored all those points. So I want you to score more, but I want you to score slower. Okay? I said, look, I can't hardly get them to the bench before you got them back on the field. Uh-huh. We'd have three-play drives.
Oh, he was something else.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. So I don't know. You know,
good offensive line, though.
I think the offensive line's the strength of this team. I think it is, too. I don't know about the running backs. I'm sure they brought some in. You know, we're not bad at running back. We don't have a game-breaker type guy unless they got him, you know, this year in the recruiting and everything. And it'd be hard to ever beat those receivers we had. I was talking to somebody today about Neighbors. He's killing it, man. They love him. They love him, pro ball. And the guy told me today, was that one of the pro coaches told me today that he had changed the face of their receiver room. He'd gone in there with that work ethic that he has, and he had uplifted that whole room and changed. You know how one man can do that sometimes?
Yes. Yep.
But I don't doubt that, because that was my perception of him. You know, he's a guy that kept to himself a lot. You didn't hear a lot out of him. He came to practice every day, worked hard every day, was happy for his teammates' success. And, I mean, I was so sold on that guy as a person. Not a guy who can catch a football, but as a teammate and a person.
And the other
a lot of highly valued potential recruits come in. Yeah. It seems like a steady stream of them.
Well, he's
especially at wide receiver.
Yes.
And offensive line.
Line too.
I think they've done a really good job of young offensive linemen. And
I wish
we could do as well on the defensive side.
Yeah. I was going to bring up about Brian Thomas.
Quarterbacks.
Thomas Jr. He's a football puppy. People don't realize he didn't start football until he was in the 11th grade. He was a basketball player, track athlete.
Yeah.
A year or so from now, watch the impact he's going to have. That's not a lot of 6'3" guys that can run like how Brian can run. Now, he's still a neophyte as far as a route runner. But, Pete, you got to see it. Man, if he got a step on somebody, you in trouble.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
Absolutely. I thought those guys did a great job.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Peter, a little bit about guy that you were so close to and still are for so many years, how the SEC will look without Nick Saban, because, you know, his impact and you were involved. He comes to LSU and he turns a middle-of-the-road SEC team into a national champion. Now, again, his lure was to be in the NFL, and I get that. You want to coach in the NFL, and he did it. That didn't turn out well, but then he comes back to Alabama, and he becomes the greatest college coach of all time. And you got to be involved with him, and I never forget, I get a phone call. Man, I got to call Pete Jenkins about doing an article, because Coach Saban had made the comment, when I get in trouble, I make one phone call. Pete Jenkins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to have a really good working relationship with what I consider the best football coach I've ever been around. But I would say this to you. If you had him at your hospital, as good as your hospital is,
yes,
it'd be better.
I believe it.
If the Ford Motor Company hired him, they'd produce a better Ford Motor vehicle. If he was the president of the United States, we'd be living in a better country, a safer, a stronger country. I don't know. Nick Saban, I've never seen anybody quite like the man, to tell you the truth. Now, everybody talk, you know, everybody in the coaching business, you know, they're long hours and a lot of work. And people talk about Saban's work ethic, okay, which is about 15 hours a day, right? The difference in my work ethic and his work ethic, I mean, I work hard too, but I find something to laugh about every now and then. You know what I mean? I mean, somebody walked by the hallway and I'd say, hey, come in here just a minute. You know, where'd you
get doing that?
Where'd you get those pants, man? That looks like you look like you're in the circus, or you know, I mean, something. He does not do that.
I mean, huh?
I mean, it's all out all the time.
All business.
Yeah. And he told me 2 years ago, he said, I'm tired. And I thought, you got a right to be tired. Really do. I just think, and it's always in his mind. If he was at your hospital, he would be consumed with making it better somehow. That's just who the man is.
That's impressive.
Oh, I never, look, I'm old enough to have been around a bunch of them, okay? I've never seen anything like this man.
He's unique.
I absolutely love him, okay? I'm not going to tell you that I absolutely love being around him all the time, okay? Because there's not much levity in all that stuff, you know? But my admiration for the guy is unbelievable. I mean, he's just an unbelievable human being. And let me tell you, it all starts with this. He's smart. He's smart about people. He's smart. And when you think about things all the time like him, and you're smart, you come up with some good solutions. And that's who the guy is. I'm gonna hush about that because.
But my thing with it is, how many games did he win in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
By something he installed that thinks he can win a game.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest challenge for Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
On a close game, can you win? Can you finish it? Nobody finished the game better than Saban.
And look, a lot of that to me is what he calls the fourth quarter program. Because I had a coach this year. He said, now that Saban has retired, can you help me with the fourth quarter program? And I said, yes, I would be happy to tell you the drills and the things that go on during the offseason, fourth quarter program. I said, but the thing that I can't tell you, can you emulate the Saban effect? Because that's truly the drills of the drill. It's the mental, it's the mental toughness and all that he builds in them during that time. It's the Saban effect. And so one year he pulled one out against Auburn right at the end of the game. Not this year, but another time. And I called him and I said to him, I said, Coach, I think that game was won in the fourth quarter program. Because they believe that they are going to be successful. They believe it.
When
he beat Auburn on 4th and 30.
Wow.
4th and 30. I heard him interview Jalen, the quarterback, after the game. And they said, what were you thinking on third down and blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, I knew we had another down to win the game. Because the clock was running out. You remember?
Right, I remember.
But the belief.
Tell that in him.
That's the safety.
Tell that in all those players.
Yeah.
They will win.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, we'll figure it out. Pete, last question. You also got to coach with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Who's now considered the top head coach in pro football. It didn't quite work, and Steve's upset because he's a Jersey guy that grew up an Eagles fan, which I'm still trying to figure out how that's a tricky U-turn. But whatever. And he got you so close in Philly. Then he comes to Kansas City.
Oh.
And he does have the man with Mahomes.
That's a big part of it.
That's a big part. But his coaching philosophy in differing from Nick.
Totally different. Totally different. Two totally different human beings. Different approach. Coach, now, don't you think he's... And Coach Reed's a hard worker. He's a very, very hard worker. But his handling of people is totally different than Coach Saban's. There's a fear factor with Saban.
Oh.
And Coach Reed now is... He is the fairest man that I've ever known. He's also the most even keeled human being I've ever known. It doesn't ever get too low, and it doesn't ever get too high. And I think his teams reflect that. But he is just, he's such a steady human being. It's comforting to be around him. We had a little bad streak 1 year I was there, and he said, look, he said, guys, I want to tell you, I want you to stay with your teacher. Stay with your technique. And told the team, I want you to stay with what we're doing, technique. Believe in what we're doing. It's going to work out. We won 7 straight. But he's a different human being.
Detailed. Really detailed.
Very detailed. But as is Saban.
But they do it differently.
They do it so differently. It's a study in contrast, to be honest with you. And it also tells you there's more ways to skin a cat than one.
Yeah.
Not a lot of difference age-wise between Andy and Nick.
Yeah.
It's not. But it's kind of how I think you grow up. And how you relate to people.
See, the thing about Coach Reed, too, he's got a life out of football.
Yes.
Loves his grandkids. Spends time in Dana Point in California, out there by San Diego. Has the grandkids around him all the time. You know, I mean, he has a different lifestyle. He enjoys, to me, I would say this to you. He enjoys life more than Coach Saban does.
What's Saban doing with all his time now?
I'm playing golf right now, but I don't know how long that's going to be fun.
I don't say.
I mean, you know, that's not going to – I'm going to see how that sustains.
Yeah, that get old after.
Yeah, how that sustains a man.
But then when college football season comes, then he's going to be on television.
Yeah.
The people that he just
sustained. He'll kill them, man. He'll kill those guys.
Man, he's going to give it to you straight.
Yeah, so Coach Reed is a man that enjoys a good meal. You can tell.
He's got a belly like us.
He's a big dude. He's a big guy. Yeah. So we came to play the Saints 1 year, and my friend Mike Cirio runs a deli there. I got Mike to put some food in his room, okay? And Mike put a muffalata, a big family-sized muffalata in there, and he put some gumbo and a couple of poor boys and everything. You know, he ate all that damn stuff. We win the game. We go home. We fly home. We're walking across the airport from the plane to our cars. He says, Pete, sir, he says, you're going to kill me, you know. He said, what was that big old sandwich I ate? I said, a family muffalata, not just for you. But he enjoyed it, boy. He really enjoyed it.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. The legendary Pete Jenkins, CEO, President of Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, Greg Stock. Thank you so much,
you,
Greg.
Mike.
Thank you so much
Privilege
for what you do in the area. And, man, to have this. These
legend,
camps here is just awesome.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.